7.5 FM, W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, arriving back from Camp David, is defending his decision to deploy National Guard troops to Los Angeles neighborhoods this weekend when protests broke out over ICE arrests.
People that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists.
California's governor, Gavin Newsom, says he nor local or state police did not request the National Guard and is planning to sue the Trump administration for sending the troops to the area, including a federal courthouse vandalized during demonstrations. President Trump expected to hold a call today with Israel's prime minister. The White House says the U.S. is waiting for Hamas to respond to the latest ceasefire hostage release proposal. And a federal judge in New York today dismissing actor and producer Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against actress Blake Lively. The co-stars of It Ends With Us have been in a legal battle for the past year. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to continue Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The bill would reauthorize the program with about $28 million of funding each year until June of 2030. That $28 million is about $5 million lower than the current funding for the program and significantly lower than the $100 million per year for the next decade that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The bill would also prevent the Department of Natural Resources from awarding more than $1 million for projects. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a public hearing on aquatic plant management in Hayward on Tuesday afternoon. DNR officials are holding statewide public hearings on the issue to gather input from residents and impacted businesses before revising their rules for aquatic plant management. Tuesday's meeting will take place at the Hayward High School Auditorium at 4 p.m. The Department of Natural Resources has not yet released a first draft of the rule proposal, but will share information on the changes they're pursuing at the meeting. A Grantsburg man has been sentenced to life in prison in connection to a 2023 homicide in Burnett County. According to court documents, David Edeburn Jr. was accused of stabbing and killing Brittany Holland of Siren in September of 2023. He reportedly called law enforcement authorities following the stabbing to have four children removed from the property and told them that he had killed Holland. Authorities later arrested him at his Grantsburg residence. Edeburn Jr. entered a no-contest plea to charges of first-degree intentional homicide last year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old defensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Civic Media's Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on what Democrats are talking about ahead of next weekend's big state convention.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So our geeky science for the day, or actually it's just good old-fashioned news alert. A new study finds that the H5N1 bird flu, this is the same variation or strain, or, well, it's not the same, it's analogous to the one that swept the world in 1918-1919, killed hundreds of millions of people, that new strain of bird flu has now gone airborne. It's officially airborne. The study focused on transmission in ferrets. So this is not, you know, people yet, but hey, the study says it displayed reduced virulence. It's not quite as deadly, but it's far more contagious. And, of course, this is how the 1918 pandemic started, with a mild flu that then became more virulent as time went on. And this all happens right after the Trump administration canceled an $800 million contract with Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccine. And as Bob Kennedy has stopped tracking bird flu largely, and the whole CDC staff and, you know, those folks that were working on bird flu, they're kind of looking for other things to do. This is here's another piece of this. Amy Maxman, writing for the Kaiser Family Foundation, or KFF, they call it now, Health News. The Trump administration's cancellation of $766 million in contracts to develop mRNA vaccines against potential pandemic flu viruses is the latest blow to national defense. Former health security officials said they warned that the U.S. could be at the mercy of other countries in the next pandemic. Why? Well, we saw this. You know, we developed a vaccine against the against COVID. It rolled it out in December of 2020. And by, you know, the first couple months of 2021, Americans were vaccinated in, by the millions. But in other countries, they couldn't get the vaccine because we made it. And, you know, it took months before they got it. And as a consequence, hundreds of thousands of people died in those other countries. Well, if we're not going to manufacture the vaccine, we could be the ones at the end of the bus, at the end of the train, or the end of the whatever, the end of the line. I mean, 103 million people were killed by the last flu pandemic in the last century. They go on to note, in anticipation of the next big one, the U.S. government began bolstering the nation's pandemic flu defenses during the George W. Bush administration. These strategies were designed by the Security Council and the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority at the Department of Health and Human Services. And the Trump administration is undermining each of these steps as it guts these health agencies, Amy Maxman writes, cuts research and health budgets, and issues perplexing policy changes. Since Trump took office, at least half the Securities Council staff has been laid off or left, and the future of BARDA is murky. The nation's top vaccine advisor, Peter Marks, resigned under pressure in March, citing, quote, the unprecedented assault on scientific truth. And now Trump is not only stopping funding for vaccines going forward, He's trying to get the vaccine companies to give back to the federal government the money that they've already received and spent on partially developing these vaccines. This is just wild stuff. Meanwhile, over at the Kennedy Center, the Kennedy Center has been around for a while, shall we say. And it could use some spiffing up, but they run on a really tight budget. It's a nonprofit organization. It is associated with the federal government. The president appoints the board of directors and I believe some of the staff. I think the board actually is supposed to fire and hire the staff, but Trump ignored the law or ignored the rules anyway and has taken over the Kennedy Center. And so he's looking for some money to spiff the place up. And here comes the Qatari government going, hey, keep sending weapons to us and keep loving us and we'll do anything you want, Donald. And so now this is a Trump appointee. This is in the Wall Street Journal. A Trump appointee on the Kennedy Center board has suggested building a marina next to it on the Potomac River so that visitors, wealthy, of course, can pull up their boats and listen to music. Kennedy Center officials have discussed speaking to Mideast countries such as Qatar about funding the renovation of its VIP lounges, people familiar with the matter said. The article is titled, "It's Opening Night for the MAGA Makeover," the Kennedy Center, over on the Wall Street Journal. So wild stuff. Absolutely wild stuff. Yeah, the bribery, in other words, the bribery train is still rolling along, right, is the bottom line. Amazing. All right, what's on your mind? James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's my birthday today. And
well, happy birthday,
I hope
James.
You grant me a, thank you, sir. I hope you grant me an extra minute or two for my birthday and to promote world peace through music, rhythm, and harmony. Anyhow, I'm a dinosaur. I'm not a techie. And this is for all the techies out there and patriotic millionaires. Anyhow, anti-war protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-genocide protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-ethnic cleansing protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-bombing hospitals are not anti-Semitic. Anti-starving men, women, children, babies to death protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-using American-made weapons to destroy countries' infrastructure is not anti-Semitic. And being against using American-made smart rockets to obliterate a restaurant with innocent men, women, children, and babies torn to pieces, arms, legs, and torsos all over the streets and restaurants with a lake of blood, innocent blood, that is not anti-Semitic. And I hope one of the patriotic millionaires are listening and could pay for an ad in the Wall Street Journal, WAPO, New York Times, New York Post, et cetera, and straighten this up. Trump is using anti-Semitic to stop, the triple MIWC, the mighty media military industrial complex conglomeration, and they're all for using American-made.
I totally get it, James. I totally get it. And your rant was spot on. I can't disagree with a word of it. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just want to reemphasize this point you keep making, because you're right, for whatever it's worth. This is more than just Trump, frankly.
Dave, you just faded out.
Okay. I said, frankly, this is more than just Trump, and it's more than just Stephen Miller. And the Stephen Miller thing particularly gets on my nerves because I find him very repulsive. But the truth of the matter is people in America have they've kind of rejected democracy for a variety of reasons. Okay, here's the point. The other day I was trying to make this point about how a lot of Trump voters and some liberals believe the only way to prosperity is wealth. And I was saying it on Michelangelo's show. Here's the thing. There have been wealthy gay people. They weren't free, okay? They weren't totally free. So now they have benefited from some liberal policies, right? And here's the thing is I don't know if it's enough. Mm-hmm. And what Trump and the Republican Party and MAGA has done is created a fascist framework, infrastructure. Now, whether or not that goes full nationalist, socialist, Nazi, I don't know. We have a lot of foreign adversaries, Tom. I mean, China and Russia could use this. Beijing and Moscow could definitely use this to their political advantage. And also, as far as like racial slurs that we use during wartime, I've been using the term plywoodians. Because that's really what these people want to do. They want to turn humans into plywoodians. You know, because the old targets downrange were made of plywood.
Ah.
All right?
Okay.
Not a human.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that
like
will,
an old artillery
you know, help.
Man. Is that the deal?
Yeah. And maybe that'll help your people's sensitivities to these things. That's really what it boils down to. They want to turn protesters into plywoodians. You are nothing more than a piece of plywood.
Right.
Being forewarned is being forearmed.
There
okay,
you go. You're the target downrange. Dave, thank you. 15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the Tom Hartman program here in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
So it looks like Grok, speaking as Musk, was telling Stephen Miller, I took your wife? Really? Something weird is going on over on X.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policies stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The GOP Taliban is making their move. Changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice. Trying to take your vote.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think the Democrats need to really come out strong against this violence. I mean, because this is only supporting Trump. I mean, they should make it very clear that this is supporting Trump.
Democrats already have done. They've been doing that loudly. Mike. But it's not Democrats who are doing the violence.
I know.
Crackpots who call themselves anarchists and probably some Trump pumpers in there. I'm guessing. In fact, I will bet that this next weekend, this next Saturday, you're going to see, ultimately, we're going to find that there's going to be agent provocateurs in the crowds.
Well, yeah. So the key is for all the peaceful protesters to make sure that they turn in anybody who commits violence.
Yep.
And saying that you will testify against them in a court of law.
Sure.
Because that's the only way we're going to be able to stop this.
Yeah. Jump on them, take them down.
Yeah. Because they are the ones that are causing all the problems. The best way to get back at Trump is to have the National Guard have to do nothing.
Yep.
Get a million people out in the streets in a peaceful protest.
Yep, I agree.
I agree. Okay, but that's what you have to do.
Well said, Mike. Thank you. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've been thinking about what is going on in L.A., and my observation is they want to get us before we get them. Remember the French Revolution?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think it's analogous. I mean, maybe.
You don't. Because he's against all the people.
No, and I get that.
More of us than they are them. Of course, they have the big guns and the big weapons, right. But I think he's really trying to put the horse in front of the cart.
Yeah, yeah, it may well be. I mean, you know, one of the big lessons of the French Revolution is, you know, what Maximilian Robespierre and his friends did, you know, the what did they call that? The council? No, there was a word for it, but whatever, you know, I mean, the terror, right, is what they turned it into. Be careful.
I was very amazed to find out that not only did they chop off the heads of the rich people, but they also, of their servants and their slaves and their gardeners and everybody who worked for them, according to a movie I saw anyway. I was surprised to see that. But anyway, I think it's a case of get them before they get us, because we're getting more dissatisfied every day.
Yeah.
With how they're treating us and taking away our basic rights.
Yeah, good point, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. Jamal in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jamal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's Jamai.
Jamai, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, there it is.
How are you? Oh, and thank you and Louise for your public service, for letting the world know the truth. And, my topic today is... I want to reiterate, I called before, I truly think that what Trump is doing is basically it's like revenge of, because Putin was part of the KGB when it was USSR,
mm-hmm.
and he felt that was the biggest mistake for the USSR to break up.
Yep.
So I think his revenge is for us, for the same thing to happen to us. And Trump is, because me and my daughter, we finished watching The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it when it came out before, and because I was like, I want to see, kind of how this all began, because I feel like the Republican Party, they've been all infiltrated in mm-hmm. a lot of different levels,
mm-hmm.
and the Americans just showed so how easily people were to be influenced, to work with the Russians and stuff like that,
yeah.
or just to be blackmailed.
I watched a little bit of that when it first came out. I should probably go back and binge watch the whole series.
Yeah, but right now with the LA, I think that's his trying to start the beginning with taking away states' rights so that the state can kind of rebel and, you know.
Well, and one of the first things Putin did is he ended all the elected governorships of all the states, the oblasts all across Russia, and replaced them with appointed people that he appointed. Jamai, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Well said.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is Low Cost Airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School Professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of Northwest Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were seeking co-sponsors for a bill that would establish a new dairy farm innovation program last week. The bill was proposed by State Representative Clint Moses and State Senator Rob Stafschult, who say it would help small and medium family farms through a no-interest loan program. The loans would be dispersed by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and milk producers with between 50 and 714 cows and no environmental enforcement actions against them in the past 5 years would be eligible. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be on the lookout for black bears at this time of year. According to DNR officials, bears begin their mating season in June and mothers begin to turn their cubs away to keep them safe from male bears. Without being able to rely on their mothers, those cubs will begin looking for other food sources. Residents should be aware that bear cubs could start wandering into their neighborhoods looking for things like bird feeders, pet food that has been left outside, or even grills that haven't been cleaned. A new housing project in the city of Washburn has officially broken ground. City and Bayfield County officials recently gathered at the planned site for the Aurora Place for the groundbreaking ceremony on the project, which will see the addition of 40 energy-efficient housing units. The project will feature four buildings with 10 units each, ranging from one bedroom to three bedrooms. The addition of the homes will increase the city's total housing stock by about 4%. The roughly $10 million project is expected to be ready for habitation by next spring. The Rice Lake Plan Commission has approved a plan for a new self-storage facility on the south side of the city. The storage facility was proposed by Menards, which has been pursuing the plans for the last couple of years. Plan Commission officials had previously expressed concerns over emergency access, but Barron County has since agreed to add an access point off Highway O exclusively for emergency vehicles. The main access point for residents would be along Wisconsin Avenue. The facility will feature 245 self-storage units. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors even before they start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I love it. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Counting dollars by the hour, they twist the truth and bend the rules while they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them.
The hour, picking up your calls here. Abrigo in Miami. Hey, Abrigo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of critical thinking, and I went to Panama and came back in May last year.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, I was actually in Panama, in Santiago, and there were buses coming in from Darien carrying immigrants all the way to the border of Costa Rica. So they stopped there where I was. Having a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the immigrants came down, and I asked them why they were coming to the United States, and they said because the border were open. This was last year in 2024.
Yeah.
2020. Then I started thinking, and said, okay, these people coming in because they're hearing the borders are open where they are not.
Right, and where are they hearing that? They're hearing it on Fox News, and they're hearing it from Ted Cruz and people like him.
Right, and they hear on RT, they hear almost everything, and Fox News is almost all over in South America and Central America.
Yep.
Then I was always thinking and say, between when Obama was president, the issue wasn't immigration. Immigration wasn't declining. It was what to do with the people that were already here that came as a young people or child,
mm-hmm.
the dreamers. That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these states, the southern states, Florida, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Carolina, start passing law that the state can also deport, or not deport, but get people if they don't have the driver's license or they are undocumented, and they have to turn it into the immigration. And
right.
That's why Obama spiked up.
Right.
But then... when Trump started coming down the elevator, he started saying that he was going to build the wall. When that started, most of the people that have problems and issues on their country that want to get out, they say this is the time before they build the wall and start coming in, and then caravans start coming in.
Right.
So Trump created and fabricated an issue that were not to run on it.
Yeah, no, I've been saying this for years, Abrigo, that the Republicans have created this immigration crisis by claiming,
right.
lying through their teeth, but claiming during the Obama and during the Biden administrations that the border, that the border was wide open when it wasn't. It never
right.
was.
When it wasn't. And so they're creating an issue that we're not, and now they, when at the end of the Obama administration, on year 15, on 2015, that's when it starts spiking at the end.
Yep.
Immigration, and he didn't know what to do because he's creating an issue that Trump creating an issue that we're not.
Yeah, no,
and then when he couldn't handle it.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it. The Republicans create the problem, and then they point to the problem and say we're the ones who can solve the problem. It's bizarre. Abrigo, thank you so much for the call. Sean in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I called in a couple months back. I asked Jefferson this, and he wasn't sure, so maybe you can help. When Trump, when they did the first tax cuts that's expiring after this year, could the Democrats have undone anything or changed the tax policies when they had control of Congress in 2021, 2022?
Arguably, yeah. But it would have produced... I mean, you know, yes, because it could have been done by reconciliation, because the original bill was done by reconciliation. Reconciliation is legislation that only has to do with taxing and spending, and it cannot be filibustered, the so-called Byrd rule. And so, you know, yeah, arguably the Democrats could have submitted a budget by reconciliation that would have undone those tax cuts. But it would have been perceived by a lot of people as a tax increase, even though a lot of the Trump tax cuts were for the middle class started expiring after 3 years. And that's what they're doing again. You know, they're putting some tax cuts for middle class in there, but then they expire after 3, 4, 5 years, whereas the tax cuts for billionaires are for the full 10 years.
But I think
it would have been politically unpalatable for them to do that.
I feel like they could have targeted the rich, though, right? They could have just targeted millionaires. It just seems like taxing the wealthiest more and, you know, eliminating stock buybacks. It just seems like that's a platform and getting money out of politics. I mean, that just seems like that just seems like a platform.
I agree.
By itself.
I agree. Let's enforce the Sherman Act again, too. Yeah. No, there's a bunch of things, you know, free college, free health care, enforce the Sherman Act, stop stock buybacks.
I just like to see Democrats actually talk about raising taxes on millionaires going forward. I mean, I feel like they kind of missed an opportunity to at least bring it up when they did control the House. I know they got a lot done in only so much time in 2 years,
Did actually increase taxes on rich people, and he also placed a minimum 15% tax on all corporations.
He did the 1% stock buyback too, right?
Although I don't recall the details of it.
I think it was just a 1% tax, I would still like to see more closer to those 50-70%.
That's the thing, Sean. I think that more and more Americans want, more than even Bernie. I mean, they want a genuinely progressive agenda. They want to go back to LBJ and FDR. And you've got so much of the Democratic Party, you know, under the thrall of these guys who are deeply in debt to the very wealthy, you know, the Josh Gottheimers and Jared Goldens of the world, the so-called corporate problem solvers. It's a real problem for the party right now. Sean, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Inglewood, what's going on with you, Tommy? Listen, I was at that situation over here on Alondra and the 710 freeway in Paramount, where the ISIS was over there doing their thing.
Oh, interesting.
And the thing that got me thinking was I understood that the LAPD and the sheriffs and all them fellas, that they would not cooperate with ICE, right? Mm-hmm. But also listen to your boy, the new chief of police that they got in L.A. He used to be the chief of police in Long Beach. I can't think of him right now, but I'm looking at his face. I must have got a brain fart. But anyway, Tom, we're in a pickle. And here's the pickle. Trump is trying to distract everybody with this stuff. He's trying to distract from his failures. Governor Newsom, he just missed a prime opportunity. Instead of telling the Homeland Security fella, come and arrest me, you know where I am, he should have let everybody know that Trump is trying to manufacture these crises to distract from his failures, okay?
That's what he said. He said that in a tweet. He said that on television. I've seen him say that, you know, I mean, I've physically seen him say that on television, of course, twice.
Tom, there's about 10 things you can go straight down and repeat them over and over and over and over, and there's nothing Trump can do. He's decimated this economy. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Our tourism is down in New York, Arizona, and Los Angeles. Canadians are not coming here. They don't play. What this guy is trying to do is, you said this earlier, I've been listening, he's trying to get the insurrection law going. Yep. Once he gets the insurrection law going, you know, we can suspend everything, okay? Yep. And that's where he is. But the governor had a wonderful, he could have taken over the Democratic Party. He could have taken over the, but you know, they come in with the soft language, Tom. They don't speak for the people. This is really not a democracy, Tom. We're going to call it what it is. If democracy is a euphemism. If 80% of the people want something and they can't get it, we cannot call this a democracy.
No, it's an oligarchy. Yeah, we
okay,
are.
But all I'm get off the phone now, but all this guy had to do was just let everybody know about Trump's failure. We got no more manufacturing. John Gear done left. The farmers are being decimated. Public education is decimated. The rule of law is gone. Just stick to that and let everybody know that Trump is trying to distract from the failure. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Morris. It's the economy, stupid, is the old saying. Yeah, I'm with you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your phone calls. Wendy in Burlington is up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage and improve cellulite appearance. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. There were 5 million jars sold, over 8,000 five-star reviews. Go to getnativepath.com/THOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival, white greed in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival, the same old hate in modern style? As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes? From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud.
Back 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Wendy in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First time call, long time listener.
Thank you, Wendy.
Wondering whether you think, because it's been running around my brain, that this whole deal on last Saturday, it was a distraction or a ruse because of what's going to happen this Saturday.
I think it was a prep for what's going to happen this Saturday. I think that this Saturday, Trump and his buddies are planning on disrupting the anti-Trump protests, and they want to turn those disruptions into spectacle and use them as an excuse for declaring a state of emergency, an insurrection.
I think
his ultimate goal is to cause the entire summer to be that. I think also, I think what he wants is a summer of trouble, the summer of 68 in some ways. And
exactly.
And then out of that, he thinks that he can stop the election in 2026, in my opinion. Now, I realize that might be a stretch, and a lot of people think that's a conspiracy theory, but that's what I think he's up to.
I think you and I might be on the same page, and I'm wondering, okay, first, I just got a text from Bernie's office, and Bernie is giving out free basketballs at 1:30, about an hour in Waterbury, Vermont, mm-hmm. about an hour east, mm-hmm. which I find very interesting in a way that he's not going to be in Burlington, and he's doing a great thing, giving away basketballs, but I guess I'm wondering whether, the protests are planned here, and I'm participating, and I'm wondering if you think that wearing a mask would be a good idea. Is that a good idea, or just approach?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm pretty sure that probably in most of these protests there will be agents of Homeland Security filming people and using facial recognition software. And if you're concerned about that, wearing a mask is probably a very good idea. I won't be wearing a mask, but I'm a fairly public figure. I couldn't hide, you know, my opinions if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I would not discourage anybody from wearing a mask. Absolutely.
And not okay. Then the other issue is trying to get. I've attended several protests in the area over the past 100-something days, however many days we're into this, and it's mostly people over the age of 65. And talking with the Generation XYZ, even the millennials, wondering what you would suggest to try to, they understand that things are amok and a mess. Mm-hmm. How to get them to understand how critical this time is without turning them off?
Well, I think going back to the point that, you know, there has not been, ever since the Reagan Revolution, there has not been any meaningful legislation for the average person. Whereas when the Democrats ran things, you know, from 33 to 1981, we got all kinds of cool stuff, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment insurance, the right to unionize, minimum wage, et cetera. You know, just pointing that out to young people and saying, this is what Republicans have done to us. This is what the Supreme Court did to us with Citizens United. And, you know, and we need to be standing up and fighting back. Wendy, I want to try and get one more call in here before the show's over.
Thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you.
Good talking
to you.
Bye.
And good luck this weekend.
Yep.
Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, last minute's yours. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom. If the Republicans and Trump were serious about reducing government waste, wouldn't they try to reduce the defense budget? Isn't it like $1 trillion a year? That's like $1 million.
Yeah, the other one is Medicare Advantage. We know that the insurance companies are overbilling to the tune of over $100 billion a year. I mean, that's been documented 16 ways to Sunday. And there is bloat and waste in the government. Most of it has to do with so-called private-public partnerships like Medicare Advantage. And but the Republicans don't want to go near any of that stuff.
Really? I mean, the defense budget, my understanding is they can't even, the government accounting office, the GAO, can't even do an audit of the defense budget. They like 50 to 60% of their budget they can't even account for.
It's over $1 trillion in aggregate. Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul, talk about the odd couple, got together back, I think it was the last year of the Obama administration. I think it was 2015. I could be wrong, but it was while Obama was president. And, they pushed through legislation that forced an audit of the Pentagon. And that audit failed. It failed miserably. So, Byron, thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Start getting ready for Saturday. And remember, peace. Peaceful protests work. Violence does not. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After days of volatile protests in Los Angeles over federal immigration arrests, President Trump is defending his decision to mobilize National Guard troops, saying the protesters are professional agitators. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the president did not have his approval to deploy the National Guard in the state and overstepped his authority. He's now planning to sue. More protests planned for today. ABC's Catherine Falder says the president also appears to support his border czar for more arrests.
All I have really seen Tom Homan say is that he believes that Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass, if you will, cross the line in terms of how, in the Trump administration's mind, they have reacted to these protests in L.A.
In California, the search for six people on board a plane that crashed near Point Loma in California yesterday continues. FAA records show the plane was registered to Optimal Health Systems. That company, in a statement, is sending condolences to family members. This is ABC News.
You can always